Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, first this afternoon, and we are counting down to 9 p.m. Irish time today when US President Donald Trump will announce his plans for tariffs on what he's calling Liberation Day. So we're going to go live to the White House now and BBC News chief presenter Katrina Perry. And Katrina, you're welcome as always. It'll be 4 p.m. Washington time that this big announcement is expected. Do we know what is expected?
In short, Sarah, we don't. And that's the way President Trump wants it. He's billed this huge, big event, Make America Wealthy Again, at 4 o'clock local time here, 9 o'clock at home there tonight, where he's having this big event in the Rose Garden, just to the back of the West Wing there. His whole cabinet will be with him, some invited guests like auto workers, trade union workers and so on from around the country. And he knows that the eyes of the world will be on him for that event, and he has purposely kept it like that. The one thing we do know is that whatever he announces later today will take effect immediately. Now, so far, that seems to be some sort of universal tariff on all goods and products and all countries. But honestly, who knows? So many things have been floated in recent days. So many kites have been flown. From a 20% universal tariff to a 25% universal tariff, to carve-outs or derogations for certain industries or certain countries. And many, many world leaders have been busily telephoning President Trump in the last few days, trying to cut deals for themselves, offer things to him. We know he's a transactional guy, but the gavel has come down. He's made his decision, and we'll know what that is in a few hours' time.
And of course, yesterday we heard Democrat Cory Booker, who set a record with this marathon US Senate speech. More than 25 hours long, he was on his feet. And part of his speech was documenting real stories about people's fears because of these tariffs, for their jobs and for investments. How much pushback is he getting, or what's the expectation of the impact there?
The expectation is that the impact will be absolutely huge here in the US. Not all economists, but a majority of them here view it as a bad idea, at least in the short term, that it will result in prices going up here. It may result actually in job cuts as a result, because as prices go up, demand goes down. And so the supply will have to go down to match that. There's fears of shortages of certain products as well, because they'll just become too expensive to import. I've been speaking to a lot of people in manufacturing who are really, really nervous about their jobs just not being there, particularly in the car sector, which is one of the ones that President Trump wants to protect. But people will make the point that to make a car, the components travel over and back across several borders several times, each of time incurring a levy, which could put the price of a new car just out of reach for many people. So there's extreme nervousness here. We've seen that in how the markets have been responding in the last couple of days and weeks as well. Consumer sentiment is down. Consumer spending is down for the month of March as well. So a real nervousness that this could, at least in the short term, mean very dark days for Americans.
So finally then, Katrina, we saw President Trump a couple of weeks ago saying that there would be some pain, but that it would be better in the longer term. That remains to be seen now when these tariffs come in, and if they do start doing the damage that people expect them to start to do, whether or not he can stay the course. Is there any cracking on the Republican side at all, or are they all holding firm?
By and large, they're holding firm. No one's kind of prepared to stick their head up just yet. Basically, because we just don't know what President Trump is thinking of at this point. So it's quite hard for anyone to sort of react to that until that point comes along. But that road is a very short one, because the Republicans in Congress have such a narrow majority. They're all up for re-election next year. They'll start thinking about that in the coming weeks if they're not thinking about it already. And as soon as their constituents and consumers start saying, hey, this is a bad idea, it's not working out for me, that pressure will begin to move upwards to the Congress people and then on up to President Trump. But there's not much evidence that he's really motivated by that and by what it means for the Republican Party. He is very firmly set on this goal, it would appear. And, you know, we'll have more details later.
All right. Well, it's a long day ahead for you, Katrina. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us in the programme this afternoon. That's Katrina Perry there joining us live at the White House.
Now, the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, has said that US tariffs are the most serious issue the Irish economy has faced in a long time. He said it was clear the scale of the tariffs would be very significant in European terms. As you've heard Katrine and Sarah discuss there, the US President is expected to announce detail of the severity of the tariffs at 9 p.m. Irish time. And that uncertainty has caused a level of foreboding among the business community. Our reporter Una Kelly has been speaking to some smaller Irish business who export to the US. Una, what have they been telling you?
Really, that level of uncertainty has been the worst thing for them. So for Irish companies who are exporting to the US market, the tariffs could mean the volume of what they're able to export there reduces. Clonakilty Distillery in Cork was founded in 2019 and it's been operating in the US, selling its goods there. At the moment, around 20% of its goods go into the US market. But the company also operates in 15 markets across four continents. And the company founder, Michael Scully, told me they may have to put more focus on those markets outside of the US.
I think we're pragmatic and we're ready to adapt. Of course, it's very unfortunate because we've built up a very good following in the US and we have a lot of our brand is well known there and we have a lot of fans and we would like to continue to serve those. And I think with 20% tariffs, if that's what it ends up, we will continue to be able to do that. If the tariffs are a lot higher, then we will have to pivot and put our scarce resources into other areas. And I think it's this uncertainty that actually causes the problem as much as the tariffs themselves.
Mm-hmm. So if it is 20%, that would make things trickier for exporting to the US, but you'd still be able to have some of your product there.
I think it can work for the more value side of our range, because in real life terms, 20% of a lower priced whiskey, that can be handled. But once you get up to the premium levels, then it's quite a big extra dollar spent for the consumer, and that will be of more of a challenge.
Especially for a younger business, how difficult is it to pivot towards different markets?
There's a lot of work in pivoting towards different markets, but we're actually better placed than most because we have been looking at different markets as we grow our business over the last 18 months.
Where are you finding there's most growth at the moment?
We've been in the Japanese market for the last 3 years and we're getting great traction there and very happy with the response that we're getting. And we've just gone into South Korea. We're targeting China and Hong Kong at the moment. So we expect that there will be a lot of growth in the Eastern markets. And even in Northern Europe, we sell quite well in Northern Europe, but we would like to increase our presence in those markets at a faster rate.
That's Michael Scully there. He said uncertainty is the worst of all, Una.
Yeah, absolutely. And this was echoed by other businesses I was speaking to. Sarah Furno is the owner and general manager of Cashel Blue Cheese. They've been exporting 14% of their goods into the US and they've been operating there since the late 90s. So they say they've built up good relationships. Sarah told me that they've been preparing for the tariffs for a while, but that it's still causing anxiety across the business community. I asked her how she thinks the tariffs will affect her own business.
Well, the volume will reduce and it is causing, it's very difficult to think strategically and to think long term. It's a distraction, it's causing anxiety, it's causing people to sort of go back in on themselves, and it's very sad, and it's going to reduce the diversity of speciality and speciality food. So I'm really worried about it in terms of the diversity. Bigger companies are in a better position to manage such extreme cost inflation.
And if the tariffs are 20% or more, does that mean you would have to stop exporting to the US? Would it just not be viable anymore?
I think there is always a market but I think it'll just be a smaller market.
How would that affect your business then? Would you find ways to adapt or pivot towards other markets?
Yes, absolutely. In our case, we would focus more on Canada rather than the United States. And we'd hope that we would be able to gain some of the losses back in the Canadian market.
And for a small business like yourselves, there's been Brexit, there was the financial crash. small businesses are resilient at this stage, I suppose.
Yes, but there does come a point when people get exhausted. I think surrounding yourself with a degree of positivity. We're lucky to work with our hands, to work with nature, and to have a sense of reality. But it's an extreme situation. The level of volatility of the last few years.
And you mentioned that there's general uncertainty in the business community at the moment.
Absolutely. I think people are very distracted. It's very hard to get people to take decisions because there are too many moving factors. And people are actually anxious in themselves as well. It's too much change all at the same time.
That's Sarah Furnow, owner and manager of Cashel Blue Cheesemakers in Tipperary, ending that report from Una Kelly. And if you're a business owner and you export to the US, I'd love to know what your thoughts are right now. You can text us 51551.